Rashida Tlaib shares lie about apartheid Israelis setting fire to Palestinian fields. By Deborah Brandt on May 7, 2021. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, DME, has come under fire for accusing Israel of apartheid and stealing Palestinian homes and burning their lands, and spreading the lie Israelis had set fires to Palestinian fields. At Rashida Tlaib, you shared a falsehood about Israeli Jews setting fire to Palestinian fields. This ugly claim has been retracted. You're a member of Congress. Take down your tweet. Or is it okay to perpetuate untruths when they fit your policy agenda? The American Jewish Committee, AJC, tweeted Thursday. Tlaib retweeted an article that cited Palestinian media sources in a tweet posted Tuesday by the radical left-wing NGO B'Tselem, which shared a dramatic image of the blaze and said Israeli settlers were to blame. Stealing Palestinian homes and burning their lands. The actions of an apartheid state. We cannot stand by and watch this happen, Tlaib wrote, tagging the account of U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Billions of U.S. taxpayers' dollars support Netanyahu's government in this racist violence. We must condemn this swiftly. It later emerged the fires were actually started by Palestinian arsonists. According to the Jerusalem Post, B'Tselem acknowledged that the fires in Buran tonight are being re-examined. I will update with any new information I have, but that no updated information followed. The Samaria Regional Council, the umbrella organization for settlements in that region of West Bank, said it would sue B'Tselem for slander. At night, the Arab residents of the village lit a fire that endangered the lives of the Jews. And in the morning their extreme left friends lit a fire of hatred against the settlers, Samaria Regional Council head Yossi Duggan said. Freedom of speech is a sacred value, but not freedom of speech and defamation, he added. This isn't the first time Tlaib has come under fire for sharing incendiary tweets about Israel and the Palestinians. In November 2020, the Congresswoman shared a tweet that featured a popular Palestinian phrase calling for Israel's elimination.